To boost your pronunciation, in describe, image, read a lecture, summarize group discussion and respond to situation. Make sure that you do not speak even a single word you're not sure about. Let's say if there's any word you find it difficult to pronounce, don't speak it. Because in these four question types, there's no compulsion that yes, this is what you have to speak. You can choose what you have to speak. In read aloud and repeat sentence, you'll be given fixed content which you'll need to speak. But in these two question types, you have a choice, and wherever you feel that this particular word is difficult for me to pronounce, don't speak it, please. If you have less words which you're sure about, you can repeat the same, but do not speak any word you find difficult. This is mistake number three, not actually understanding what pronunciation is and trying to change the accent. Keep your accent natural. Do not go fast. If you speak naturally in a calm way, take natural pauses, you will be able to speak clearly, your pronunciation will go up. And even if there are few pauses in your speech, but you speak in a flow and speak clearly, you will definitely get your scores. Now let's move on to mistake number four, which is common, which everyone is making. Using templates, but not really understanding what the templates are. PT has been slightly strict in the recent times. They don't really want you to use templates, or actually they don't really want you to use templates blindly. It's not that in every image or every lecture you get, you just speak whatever you wish to and you get the scores. You can still use the templates, you can still use the structures, but you need to understand that what the templates are, how you have to add the content, and how do you use and make the templates meaningful. Mistake is not understanding the templates. What you need to do, you need to make sure whenever you get a template or whatever template you have, you actually spend some time understanding it and having a plan on how you have to add relevant content from each question type in the particular template which you have. For describe image, you need to make sure you have enough content from the image. Read a lecture, you need to make sure you speak around 35 seconds and have good content. Summarize group discussion, you need to make sure you speak around 90 seconds. If you have less content, repeat the same but proper phrases from the lecture. And then respond to situation around 30 seconds. Make sure you cover all the keywords from the given situation. It's not that you're just speaking a fixed template, adding minimal content. This used to work, but not anymore. Use the template, use the structure, but add relevant content and you'll be fine. This was mistake number four, which I see everyone making. Not even sure what the template is, just Matyuta gave it or Varun gave it to me, I'm following it. Don't follow what Varun is saying. Please make sure you understand what you have in your hands. Mold it a bit. Let's say if I give you a template, you're not really comfortable with it, it's fine. You change a few words, use what's comfortable for you, add relevant content and you'll be fine. And last mistake, which I want you to be very, very careful about, is not taking enough mock tests, not exposing yourself to the real exam scenario and not practicing in an exam-like environment. When you go and sit for the test, speaking module, you'll have around 8 to 10 people sitting in the same room, speaking at the same time, and it will be disturbing. You'll have a lot of background noise. While you practice at home, I want you to have some kind of background noise, or you can just play background music or something background noise on YouTube and practice speaking in the same way so that you know, even when you're being distracted by the voices in the background, how you have to focus on the screen. Another thing, I want you to take as many as speaking mock tests, the sectional ones and the full mock test before you actually go for the test. Not just taking the mock test, you have to make sure after every mock test, you go through all your questions, whatever you have attempted. Have a look at where you went wrong, where you have lost points and how you have to fix the same. Taking mock test is extremely important, will give you a mirror view, a clear view of where you actually stand. Why are you losing points? What you need to do to improve? And what are things you need to avoid? Take at least 5 sectional speaking mock tests and 3 to 4, if you can take 5 full mock tests, that will help you be better prepared, be in a good shape and be more confident. To take the mock test, you can go on languageacademy.com.au. You can get 1 free extensive speaking mock test, 1 free full mock test. Everything comes with a scorecard, feedback, tutor analysis, each and everything you need to improve and crack the test in the very first go. And the AI scoring engine is pretty close to what happens in the actual test. So you'll get a real picture of where you stand and what you need to work on. That's it from this video. If the video was helpful, do like, share and subscribe. That helps the channel to grow and that helps the video reach more audience. If you ever get your desired scores watching my videos, do let me know. That is something I work for and that is something which will keep me going on. That's it. If you need any help with PT, academic, PT core, anything about PT, we have got on campus and online classes. We run 13 sessions every day according to different time zones. Just give us a call, send us a message. Our team will be with you and we will give 100% to help you out. Now go and practice on languageacademy.com.au or download the LA PET exam practice app. I'll see you in the next video.